This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And we discussion yet. So today on Itchy Chat episode 1, we speaking about the five manipulative ways narcissist, sociopath, and psychopath sabotage their victims. Mm-hmm. On a Lifestyle Thursday today. So we are going to put it in a way and in a language that everyone will understand. Because if we speak about the narcissist, speaking about the sociopaths, psychopath, they can actually inflict a long-lasting damage now on their victims, understand? And their emotional and verbal abuse combined with their cruel, persistent attempt at sabotage, they can even drive their victim to self-destruction and suicide. Because now you don't feel valued, you don't feel like you can amount to anything in life. So them being narcissists, them being sociopaths, them being psychopaths, they can actually drive you now to take a decision like you want to commit suicide, you want to hurt yourself. Understand? You want to destruct yourself. We call that self-destruction. Because these persistent behaviors, njengoba sikhuluma ngelokhuzana nge lifestyle, all these persistent behaviors, angithi abawenzi once,
yeah.
You understand? But they are persistent into making you feel less and making you feel like you are nothing. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can boast after they have made you cry, they have made you like feel some kind of way about yourself or hate yourself in a way. They boast, they bask in that glory of hurting someone.
And you know that, honestly speaking, I was actually a victim of a person who's more like of a psychopath.
Yeah.
And made me feel like I'm belittled, I can't do much for myself. And he even made me isolate myself from other people, specifically my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is how they do it. You know, we have asked ourselves, that they are brothers and sisters that are still in abusive relationships. And they can't seem to actually, you know, break free from that relationship. Because why? Because now it is like an emotional blackmail and emotional abuse. Once somebody has emotionally abused you, it's going to be hard for you to just go away or just move away or shift away that easily. Because they will make you depend on them, like your whole world evolve around them.
Yeah.
You understand? Like you cannot do anything without them giving you a validation that you can actually go ahead doing this. So we're speaking about five manipulative ways narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths use to sabotage their victim. Right? Number one is smear campaigns. Let me tell you more on that. So the COVID predictors, like this, or like a psychopath, like a sociopath, will spread now the falsehoods to slander your reputation or to smear your credibility to others. This is a form of gaslighting now intended to manage your image in the public eye to ensure that no one will believe you that you were being used in this situation or you were being abused. So what they do, they just, you know, control now your reputation, your credibility to other people. We understand. So what they can do is just, you know, paint you as a bad guy. Paint you as a bad guy, but you know for sure, Gutena, you did
absolutely
not
nothing.
Do anything wrong, but they will paint you as a bad guy. So the abuser works overtime to paint you as the abuser in order to escape now accountability for his or her actions. So they will paint you as the bad guy, and everyone outside of your relationship, outside the friendship, outside of a relationship, you understand, it's a family member or whatsoever, understand? So they will paint you as an abuser. So they will play like a victim card. Mm-hmm. Okay, they are the victims. Mm-hmm. And when you are the perpetrator.
I'm a living proof.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So basically, this is part one. Part two will be now, how can you break free, or how can you break free now from these shackles of a psychopath, a narcissist, or a sociopath? Right. At the root of all these smear campaigns is a character assassination. Once somebody has assassinated your character, you feel like you are stagnant, you feel like nothing, and they control the whole you. Mm. If now they have assassinated what we call your character. So all these what we call campaigns, they attack now, or all these campaigns abawenzayo now, they are personal attacks, you understand? Mm-hmm. In attempt now to encircle you and smear your good name, because they are pathologically envious or threatened. You understand? They are threatening to go, you know, you can actually have someone better than them. Someone better than them can actually, you know, recognize your goodness, recognize your credibility. Mm. And now they will treat you like a queen or like a king. You understand? Mm. So for them to actually assassinate your character and actually paint you as a bad guy, paint you as an abuser, and it's everyone like outside of your relationship will say Utuntutuko is indeed an abuser. Mm-hmm. Because this person have been spreading these false about you just to slander your reputation. Mm-hmm. Or to smear just your credibility to others. So all this thing now are in like a attempt to actually control you, so that you will feel like you can't do anything without them.
That's why I decided to just leave. I don't know how it happened, honestly, but I just think that I just grew tired and tired and tired. Yeah. Until I just said no.
Then how easy was it, you know, just to get over everything that has happened, the trauma and all that?
I'm not going to lie. It's never easy.
It's never easy.
It's never easy. I won't lie. Mm. But it all takes time and ukhlala nabantu who really love you. Close.
Yeah.
That helps a lot.
Mm.
And avoid being alone most of the time. Just hang out with people, laugh and forget about everything else.
So if you are being met with any kind of smear campaign, stick to the fact, you understand? As difficult as it may be, try to not become emotionally responsive in public. Because now the narcissist will use your emotional reaction against you to further, like, you know, paint you as the crazy one, as an abuser. So you need to make sure that you do not respond emotionally to them, because you are giving them a crown, you are giving them a trophy, a token that they are doing a very good job, you know? And number two, they create now this dependency through imitant reinforcement and love bombing. They will bomb you with love, you understand? They will bomb you with love, give you the love that you have never ever experienced in your life. And then by the moment, this is not love, but this is an attempt of actually trying to alienate me or alienate me from my people, from everyone that is close to me. Because now they will make you feel like, okay, umdeni wami is nothing, my family is nothing compared to this love. You understand? This love, you understand? Whether it is an emotional support or financial aid, you are rendered everything that you need. Not because they want to. You understand? Mm-hmm. Not because they genuinely want to support you and give you all the love that you deserve, but they want to control you at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. You know? That do you remember Istoris Kazanele Nolubani Ubani Uzola?
Yeah, yeah.
Uzola on Ilokuzan, the House of Zwide.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And it Uzola Uzanele had to resign emsebenzini, the family business, just to be with Uzola. You understand? And Uzola will tell her, Ugutena, your family doesn't want me, your family doesn't like me, that is why bazokutshena okubi ngami. What he knows for sure, Gutena, he's not a good person.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not a good person. And another way now a narcissist or sociopath or a psychopath can manipulate you is lying to stand ahead. Or to stay ahead. Mm-hmm. Lying to stay ahead. So the narcissist, the sociopath, and I'm a psychopath are pathological liars. They lie because it provides them with the ability to remain one step ahead. Understand?
Yeah.
They lie. And a sickest thing or is cut. There is no need. There is no necessity of whatsoever. But it's in their blood because they want to stay ahead. Mm-hmm. They want to stay one step ahead. And Dr. George Simon now, the manipulative now narcissist lie to keep one step ahead of you. They engage in a constant dance of positioning for advantage. I know.
My question is now.
Yeah.
A narcissist will do something and know that you react a certain way. But then what happens now if you don't react the way that they expect it?
And then they're going to burst. They're going to burst. Trust me. Like a bomb. like a hero. they can do something like you've never thought Chukuthi Lomuntu can do such a thing, but because you are not giving them the powers,
yeah,
you understand? Yeah. You are not giving them the powers, they will end up maybe hurting you physically, you understand?
Mm.
Because emotionally you are strong,
mm-hmm.
You understand? You cannot break that easy, and now they will use other ways of actually gaining power over you, could be the physical assault,
yeah.
Understand? Or they can just, you know, lock you endlessly and not being able to have any access of anything. Like, you're not gonna go to a town. If you get a town, if you find something, you have to call.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, I need this and this and this.
Yeah.
And that alone now validates the power that they have over you. Because now you are more dependent on them.
Yeah.
And also the narcissist, sociopath, and what we call psychopath, they have these false promises. Understand? They have false promises, and now they give you the carrot before they con you. Understand? Mm. So all these manipulators, they make these promises they cannot keep. They may promise you a dream, marriage, a family, a financial support, or, you know, if you are their employee, you understand, they will like promise you a perfect career path. Understand?
Yeah.
Whatever they think you most desire, they will promise you. Understand? And then now you will give in. And once you give in, they celebrate. And aside, they celebrate like, oh, we've got her. Now she's all mine.
Yeah.
He is all mine. Like, there is no way akazophuma la. Like, ukhona la until the end of the day.
I can't believe how real this is.
It is real, but because abantu, they are not informed. They tend to give in now the relationships. You understand? That are harmful, not only to them, but to their families and friends. Because if you are, for example, hypothetically, let's say you are my sister, my blood sister or my biological sister. Seeing you hurt, velinami, automatically I will be hurt. Understand? So abantu, they are not informed about these kinds of people. And now they give in and there is no way out.
And they don't even know or realize how dangerous they are. Actually.
Exactly.
They only think that the abuse is only physical and not mentally and emotionally.
Exactly. And the last one now, the psychopath, the narcissist, and also the sociopath can gaslight to control your reality and mentally exhaust you. Do you know if someone is gaslighting you, Kazoktin?
Yeah.
Like, I said something, mm-hmm. and then you reacted in a way.
Yeah.
You understand? I acknowledge that I said something awful. I said something so insensitively.
Mm-hmm.
But because I am a narcissist, I don't want to agree. I don't want to admit that
yeah.
I said something
mm-hmm.
hateful yeah. toward you. And then the way you react or your reaction now, I will capitalize on it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? I will be like, okay, mm-hmm. now you see, you are getting angry. You're
yeah.
getting so head up. What is happening? You are mm-hmm. a bad guy. Why don't you come to me and speak to me like a civilized,
civilized.
Like a civilized human being? You know, by so doing now, they invalidate.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
They invalidate your emotions.
Because mm-hmm.
now it's like, it's only their emotions mm-hmm. that matter.
Yeah.
And yours, they do not matter. Who are you?
Mm.
Who are you to express how you feel? Like, who
cares?
Who cares? Who cares how you feel? You understand? So, gaslighting is an erosion now of your sense of reality.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
When a narcissist gaslights you now, they may engage in a crazy-making discussion where they challenge and invalidate your thoughts, your emotions, perceptions, and insanity. So now, this gaslighting enables the narcissist, the sociopaths, and psychopaths to exhaust you to the point where you are unable to fight back. Understand? Because they would make you see, was it what bad? Was it what bad? So these are the five ways the sociopath, the narcissist, and also the psychopath can actually manipulate their victims. They can gaslight you to control your reality and mentally exhaust you. They mentally exhaust you to the point where you are unable to fight back, to speak for yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
Do you know Maya Angelou?
Yeah, I do.
Do you know her story?
No, I don't know
right?
her story, but I know her.
She was actually sexually abused. And she would be told so many stories about how worthless she was
mm-hmm.
and all that. And now she became mute for years, not being able to speak out for herself.
Yeah.
Understand? Because of all this gaslighting and people invalidating your emotions, you understand? Invalidating your thoughts, invalidating your sanity, your perception, you understand? They will make you feel like you are insane. You are not mentally stable.
Mm.
By speaking out how you feel, by speaking out what you do not like or
yeah.
you like. And also they can actually make false promises, you understand, and dangling the carrot before conning you, you understand.
Yeah.
And they lie to stay ahead, and also they create a dependency, you understand. If someone creates a dependency, it's like your whole life depends on them.
Mm.
Your whole life depends on them. You can't move forward. You can't do anything without them. You understand? So this is how they manipulate their victim. And the first one was the smear campaign. You understand?
Yeah.
All these smear campaigns, like they slander your reputation or smear your credibility to others. They will paint you as the abuser. They will paint you as the bad guy. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Thursday on Ihlanganani Midday Show. We speak about
this is an MUT Radio podcast.